Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Smooth brome grass and other cool season grass hay fields are growing rapidly with seed heads beginning to appear. When do you typically cut your grass hay? Ideally, cutting your grass hay so the grass nutrient content matches with the nutritional needs of your livestock is best. Crude protein and energy concentration declines in grass hay as plants become stemmy and mature. With smooth brome grass, for example, research has shown that crude protein content declines rapidly between boot and mature seed stages. Crude protein levels in well-fertilized hay at early heading range from 10 to 18%, but drop rapidly after heading. Decreases in crude protein levels by as much as 0.5% per day after heading have been recorded. Also keep in mind that plants tend to mature sooner when conditions are dry and temperatures are warmer than normal. For sandhills sub-irrigated meadows, haying typically starts in early July. However, if haying starts around the third week of June, then that hay will have significantly higher crude protein content. Earlier meadow hay harvests will have lower initial hay yields, but it will also provide a longer regrowth period and extra growth for fall grazing. So, a good approach is to plan for what type of livestock will receive the grass hay from each field. Young livestock need high nutrient concentrations, so cut that hay before or just when seed heads begin to emerge. If the hay will go to mature dry cows instead, let the grass produce a bit more tonnage and cut it after it is well headed out, but before seeds develop. Matching your hay harvest with your plan of use can pay big dividends in lower costs and less supplementation. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.